The Museum of Broken Promises, written by Elizabeth Buchan and read by Joan Walker. Over the succeeding days, she revised her opinion. There was colour if you sought it out. It streaked through the baroque stones of Hradčany, the enormous castle complex hunching over the city, which she could see from her employer's apartment in the Mala Strana, the stranger's quarter, directly beneath it. Later on, she became familiar with the sly summer sparkle of the Voltava River dividing the Mala Strana from the confusing matrix of streets in the Stare Mesto, the old town, and was treated to the swathe of summer green up on the Letna Plain. It wasn't a sexy city like Paris, yet there was something deep and mysterious about it that even the summer sun could not penetrate. Resting at its heart was a history of changing faiths, of persecution, of demons and music. It was a haunting place and a haunted place, its past littered with ironies. Take the sentence in the book Prague on a Shoestring with which she had armed herself. Once the capital of the Holy Roman Empire, Prague is a Protestant capital with a magnificent Catholic cathedral. Petr Kobes, her employer, told her that the Czechs called their city Matička Praha, Little Mother Prague, but he added with the smile that charmed her, it was as well to be aware that one of its most famous writers, Kafka, had written, "This little mother has claws." In the Stare Mesto, a couple of drunks were propped up against a door with studded nails. Further down the street, another slumped on a bench, an empty bottle of Becharovka rolling mournfully on the ground beside him. You could smell the booze as you passed. Nothing new there, she thought. Any day of the week, there were drunks back home. The English are hopeless with drink, her wonderful, if a tiny bit superior French mother had said more than once. They have drunks in Paris too, Laure reminded her. Her mother had an answer for that one. Parisians are better at it.